If you're listening to this and you've got a mate that's involved in the far right, I know what they talk about, what they do, and some of their opinions are going to be very frustrating and very hurtful at times. But if you can do it, I really would encourage you to stick by them. Not only stick by them, but encourage them to do better in life. You know, there's a chance that you are going to get into some arguments with them and some disagreements with them. But if you start to feel conversations getting heated, just close them off. You know, don't do it in a rude manner or anything like that. Just say, listen, pal. You know, I'm not here to argue with you or anything like that. You know, let's just stop talking about this, and you know, we'll have a chat about the football or the boxing or, you know, whatever common interest you guys might have instead. However, always try and go back to that conversation at some point. You know, don't ever end the conversation without agreeing to talk again at some point. Now, if possible, you know, encourage them to speak to us at Exit UK or something like that. You know, at Exit UK, we can give your mate the best help and advice possible. And you know, we're not the police. We're not going to come and arrest them or get them into any form of trouble or anything like that. We're just going to try and get them the best help and support they can do. I know when I was involved in the far right, one particular mate of mine, you know, we'd have conversations all the time about political matters. You know, my friend is quite politically switched on. You know, he knows what he's talking about, and you know, we'd have debates for hours on certain topics. And you know, although he thought different to me at the time, you know, we'd always have a friendly debate, if that makes sense. Or if you know, the conversation did get heated, we'd just box it off and then we'd talk again in a few days' time. So, you know, my friend, you know, the one that I've mentioned just there, he was more than in his rights to, you know, walk away from me. You know, some of the things that I said was truly horrible, and you know, if he had turned his back and walked away, I couldn't have said anything about it. You know, I couldn't have really argued with him for doing that. However, he didn't. You know, he chose to stick by me. He chose to have them conversations with me, and ultimately, I did listen to what he was saying. Now, of course, it wasn't my friend that, you know, ultimately de-radicalized me, and it wasn't, you know, 100% him that got me to leave the far right, but he definitely played a part in me second guessing some of my opinions at times during my involvement. Now, if he wasn't there to, you know, challenge my views and my opinions and sort of get me thinking about what I was saying in the earlier stages of my far right involvement, you know, who knows how, you know, wild I could have gone in that far right movement. You know, who knows how far I could have pushed it. Ultimately, I do think he is a key factor in me not going, you know, further down the path of the far right. And you know, once I'd left the far right and I'd come away from that movement, you know, he was one of the only people that stuck by me throughout the entire thing. And after I left, he was key in getting a lot of my older friends to come back and, you know, start talking to me again. And you know, once they understood that I left the movement and I wasn't part of it anymore, they all came back, and then my more distant friends came back. However, do you know that one friend that stuck by me through everything, he was key in getting that to all come back together again. So if you can be that one friend for your mate, that just one friend that sticks with them, do you know, challenges their opinions where you can, if you can encourage them to come over to Exit UK, because again, we're just going to get them the best help and support that they can possibly get. But if you can be that one friend to just stick by them and, you know, help them the best you can, that will go a very, very long way. And one day when they do leave the far right, you know, I'm sure they'll be endlessly thankful for you sticking with them. Because at the end of the day, that is what friends are there for.